Hi, this is Paul. We are in March, and March is classes season, where eyes in the Christian Reformed Church now turn to synod. Classes are these little flotillas, regional flotillas that are all over the denomination, and classes elect delegates to synod. I just made a video about synod coming up. This is another one that is about synod, probably a brief one. I was just talking to my mother about synod. Her pastor is going to synod, a friend of mine, and I was talking to my mother, and I was thinking about my conversations with different people. I think Synod 2024 is going to be very different from Synod 2022 and 2023. The main focus of Synod 2022 and 2023 was the same-sex marriage debate. And synodical rules say that weighty decisions of synod or church order changes or some other big things, they have to be ratified by a second synod. On one hand, that rule sort of shows wisdom in terms of not letting just one synod sort of rule the day. I think it also sort of accepts a certain reality that one synod is seldom enough for a big change. And so the question on the docket for Synod 2022 and 2023 really was, how will the Christian Reformed Church accept same-sex marriage, yes or no? It's a fairly specific, easily defined question, even though there's lots of talk around it. The answer to that question was no. Now, Synod 2024 is going to come around, and the question is quite a bit bigger and in some ways deeper. Even though for some churches, the same-sex marriage debate will continue, there will be ongoing questions about let's say a classis which is unified in open defiance about the decisions of Synod 2022 and 2023, how will that proceed procedurally? So there's a fair amount of leftovers from Synod 2022 and 2023, but I think what was clear to those who had hopes of the Christian Reformed Church changing its stance in the near term, those hopes are done. And if you look at the last video I made, the point I made was that the church is getting more conservative along certain lines. So after I made that video, I summarized it a bit for CRC Voices and then had some follow-ups, which I put on my blog. And I'll put the links to this blog post beneath. Essentially, the Christian Reformed Church continues to change, and the changes are going to be in line with assimilation to larger Christian communities in the United States. The Christian Reformed Church always sort of sat upon the divide between the mainline and the evangelical, and I would say it was always sort of 20 to 25% mainline, although they tended to have the denominational positions, but the church was tended to be 75 to 80% evangelical of one way or another, and they are continuing to assimilate into the evangelical, and what Synod 2022 and 2023 did was basically reinforce that mapping. And while, as I said in many videos from last year's Synod, many people in the progressive area of the Christian Reformed Church, because progressive elements of the Christian Reformed Church dominated many of the messaging platforms that the denomination owned, they simply were blind, and because they lived in parts of the country where you had the concentration of those people, they simply were blind to how the rest of the denomination was changing. And I walked that through in a number of my videos from last year. What's going to happen now with this synod, though, is going to be different, because the big issue on this synod has to do with gravamen, which has to do with, to what degree can someone, let's say, dissent from one of the confessional statements of the church? Now, that seems like a fairly straightforward exercise, and a lot of people are going to want to sort of, okay, we managed to shut the door on same-sex marriage by using our confessional statement, a particular question and answer in the Heidelberg Catechism. What we want to do is really tighten down confessional procedures, and in that way, keep the church from going liberal. That would probably be the framework of a number of people. What I think is different about this debate is it's not going to be that easy. I had a Randall's conversation this morning. I don't know if it'll be shared, but it was a young man from a Baptist background. And I was talking to him about some of the issues that I made in my previous video about the Christian Reformed Church, where many of the young, restless, and reformed people coming into the Christian Reformed Church from Acts 29 networks, from the PCA, from other, let's say, Reformed Baptist communities, they are coming into the Christian Reformed Church as conservatives. But they are not necessarily aligned with everything that is in the Christian Reformed Church's confessional statements. And many churches around the country, because of the desire to maintain themselves. Now, part of what is happening in the denomination is that the denomination has always sort of been centered around immigration clusters. And those clusters have very real dynamics. And the location, both culturally and geographically, of those clusters is important. What I have here are church statistics as of January 2024. And what this is the Christian Reformed Church divided into classes. So here's Classis Alberta North, 4,100 people. A lot of fairly good-sized congregations over 100. Canada, the dynamics in Canada are very different from the dynamics in the United States. You have Classis Alberta South, 1,700. It's a smaller Classis. Few more churches that are under 100, but still pretty good size. Classis, Arizona, 850 people on average Sunday attendance. Churches, 40, 26, 26, 230, 65, 90, 107, 45, 170, 50. Classis, Arizona is a small Classis. It's struggling in a number of ways. As is true in many of the smaller classes, there's sort of one good-sized church. Now, Missio Dei Church in El Paso is the one good-sized church, but that is not filled with Dutch immigrants. What you'll probably find is that there are maybe a few Dutch immigrants or people with Dutch last names in leadership, but probably everybody is just comes from the general population. You get to an issue like infant baptism, things get really interesting. I remember having a conversation with a leader in the Reformed Church of America before it's sort of disintegrated, or at least came significantly undone, and their Classis was growing significantly out of some Hispanic church plants, and they had just off-the-chart baptism numbers. And he kind of leaned over to me and said, yeah, we're rebaptizing a whole bunch of baptized Roman Catholics. Oh, okay. Is that within the confession? No. Classis Atlantic Northeast. Classis Atlantic Northeast has a lot of churches, as you can see, 1,600 members. Many of those people are in just a few churches. New England Chapel, they're a church plant. Pleasant Street, church in Whitensville, Massachusetts. Goshen CRC, a lot of New Jersey transfers. And then a few other Dutch congregations. But then look at many of the churches, 30, 44, 40, 30, 20, 60, 60. I would say that most churches under 50 people will more than likely not be around 5 to 10 years from now. It's going to be really hard for those churches to exist unless they sort of go indigenous. And going indigenous for a Christian Reformed church means they basically start to pick up other evangelicals. And what that's going to mean is that a whole bunch of naughty things that are sort of confessional, like infant baptism, and will all of your office bearers be able to sign infant baptism and really knowingly subscribe to all of these items? It doesn't matter how tightly Synod decides they want to lock this down. These things are actually enforced at the local and classical level. And you will just get a whole bunch of don't ask, don't tell, and a lot of drowsy compliance, because they want to stay in business and they're not going to, you know, get really peculiar about these things. Next Classis, BC, again, another Canadian Classis, 2,700 people. more churches over 100, a few small ones, BC Southeast, some really heavy populations. But again, they're more of an immigrant. That was a post-World War II immigrant community. Classis Grand Rapids South is having major transitions. They've added a fair number of Korean churches. A number of those are small. Every now and then you'll see a large Korean church. Cross Point is the largest church there. And then the next is Korean Church of Orange County. And then you've got the River Christian Reformed Church with attendance of 184. Now, in this area of the country, that's a pretty good-sized Christian Reformed church. In places in Canada and then the Midwest and Iowa and West Michigan, that's not a large Christian Reformed church. And again, most of these Christian Reformed churches are going to survive by picking up other evangelicals. Now, this is my classes Central California. 60, 30, I'm going to read average Sunday attendance, 60, 35, 175, that's Almond Valley. I was, in fact, surprised at how low that number was, because that's a ripping church. You would, generally speaking, want to see numbers in the between 300 and 500 for one of those churches, but they don't have it, 175 for Almond Valley. Christ Community in Hayward, 75. Christ Church Davis, 80, that's a church plant in the Sacramento area, Cornerstone Church of Oakdale, another always sort of a little bit outside of the Ripon area, 75, but I talked to them, they're growing. You've got some Korean churches, Escalon. See, that's a church that's really in the major area, so 625, that's about what you'd want to see. Fairfield, 110, that's pretty good for Fairfield. First CRC of Hanford, 185. Again, these are my guess, and maybe I will look up the numbers from, say, 15 or 20 years ago, the size of these churches would be significantly larger. Now, part of what's going on is that, let's say if we look at Hanford, you've got professing members of 222 and over total members of 307, and you've got 185 for worship. And I'd say that trend is happening. Golden Gate CRC, a Chinese church. Granite Springs, a church plant in the Sacramento area. Gateway Merced, another church plant. But again, these church plants are for the most part living with a broadly evangelical profession. In the Christian Reformed Church, you're not going to find Christian Reformed ministers that are going to be dedicating babies, although many of these churches are going to be allowing people to join the church as adults and probably not baptize their infants until they become children, more in terms of like fourth or fifth grade, and they get baptized at that point. Although some of that changes as you get people coming in from, let's say, Anglican or Catholic who are used to baptizing. In other words, even though there's going to be a lot of focus on the Christian Reformed Church in terms of tightening up subscription with respect to same-sex marriage, and that's probably going to be used in that area, it's unlikely we're going to see that actually drip down in these other areas of the church that have broad agreement and alignment, which is just basically generally evangelical ideas. That's what I see happening in terms of classist leadership. If we find a classist Chicago South, boy, I should really pull out the yearbook and start comparing numbers from previous years. Total church attendance in classes Chicago South, 2,000 people. That's low. A lot of people have left. Classes Columbia, but they're Oregon, never been a very large one. Eastern Canada, 1,500. Classes Georgetown, West Michigan area, 4,000 people. Again, you get to West Michigan churches. You've got most of the churches with over 100 in attendance. And in a place like West Michigan, you're probably going to have a lot of churches where there's just a lot of commonality in terms of CRC belief. But again, they've got the ones that are stressed by the same-sex marriage issue. You look at a church like Greater Los Angeles, let's see. You've got All Nations Church. It's a Korean church claiming 3,000 in attendance. You've got Anaheim CRC, a historic Christian Reformed church, 180. You've got Bethany CRC, another historic Christian Reformed church, Dutch last names, 180. Then you got a whole range, less than 100, bunch of them less than 50. First First CRC in Artesia, 120. First Bellflower, 60. A lot of those people in that area moved out further to the Chino area, and many of those people moved out to the Visalia area and other places in the country. Classis Hackensack, Classis I'm from, vast majority of those churches under 100 or even under 50 in attendance. Classis Hamilton, another Canadian church, is high percentage of churches over 100. And so you can just go through the numbers, and even though there's always a bit of a disconnect between Synod and the rest of the churches, Synod basically, I think, told the truth about the assimilation of the Christian Reformed Church into the larger evangelical religious scene. But I don't know. I think there's going to have to be a lot more. Confessionalists in the Christian Reformed Church are going to have to do a lot more thinking about formation than what I call confessional goat gatekeeping, where here's the confession, in or out. It's going to be a lot of churches in the U.S. and Canada that are going to be making practical decisions on the ground, bringing in evangelicals, young Russells and Reformed, some of them with Baptist inclinations with respect to infant baptism, but still conservative on many other issues. And again, this is just part of the assimilation story of the Christian Reformed Church. So I want to do a little bit of a video on this. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think.